Welcome, St. Paul community and friends, as we gather into this time of reflection and prayer. I pray that you have felt many blessings in your lives and that you continue to feel God at work in you and those around you. I invite you now into a time of reflection and prayer as we begin this morning. And we gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty and merciful God, you meet us in our struggles, and do not let us go until we are transformed. When we wrestle with fear and doubt in our lives, remind us that your blessing often comes through in our persistence and vulnerability. Give us courage to face our dark nights, faith to cling to promises, and hearts made new by your grace. We pray all of this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the scripture reading is taken today from Genesis, the 32nd chapter, verses 22 through 31. The same night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and set them across the stream, and likewise everything he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him, and he passed the place, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord. So as I read this, I started thinking back on my time spent in seminary so far. And in that time, there have been moments of great learning, some lifelong friendships that have been built, and memories that continue to bring much joy into my life. And one of my favorite memories was from my first year when a classmate and I decided to go to this random little hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant late one night in Colombia. We went in, going to sit at the bar, sharing some chips and salsa, sipping on margaritas, just talking about our classes and sharing about time spent with other students. And as we were sitting there enjoying ourselves, the owner of the restaurant came over and turned WWE on to the big screen TV behind the bar. And he stood there watching, occasionally being pulled aside to serve some tables or mix up some drinks. But as he watched, we got more and more invested in watching him get more and more invested in watching the wrestling. He would occasionally shoot his fists up into the air in celebration of some hits, would fling his arms outward in questioning or disbelief over others. And we just sat there laughing along at his captivation and enjoyment of this wrestling. And in some ways, when I read this week's passage from Genesis, I pictured Jacob and the unknown man wrestling in ways similar to the WWE wrestlers that we all watched that night. We see Jacob fighting this unknown person or entity, and while the ends might have all been predetermined before the fight even began, there were still some hits that got Jacob, and the fighting continued all night. And as we read this passage, I wonder how we can all step into the shoes of the restaurant owner to not only grab our faces in concern or toss up our arms in disbelief at some of the things happening, but also how we can get to the point of throwing our fists in the air to celebrate all of the fighting and how Jacob comes out victorious. And in the reading today, a scene is set where Jacob is wandering with all that he is and all that he has. And we read this story depicting them wandering about. And we may question how he had gotten to this point. So if we pause here and take a step back a few chapters in Genesis, we first meet Jacob and Esau, and we see they begin their life struggling against one another, even in their mother Rebekah's womb. And she turns to the Lord, asking why they must already be fighting. And the Lord tells her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples born of you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The elder shall serve the younger. And in the following chapters, we read of this prophecy coming to life with growing tensions, distrust, and disdain between the two brothers. And it all comes to a boiling point, a moment of no return, when their father Isaac blesses Jacob, who is deceiving him into thinking that he is Esau. And as Isaac blesses Jacob, we see how Jacob then continues to be blessed with abundance and good things on his journey. But given this deception, Jacob quickly flees the consequences of his actions while still receiving the good blessings on his journey. And knowing and seeing and understanding the good fortune that Jacob is living, his brother Esau begins to plot to kill him out of revenge. And when Jacob hears about his estranged brother's plans to attack and kill him, he takes his family and his belongings into the wilderness so that it would be more difficult to locate them and track them down. And as they are running and hiding and wandering through this time, Jacob even attempts to send some gifts to appease his brother's anger. He goes into deeper states of prayer, and he finally chooses to take a step back, remaining alone from the traveling group to individually reflect on his actions and choices that he's going to have to make moving forward. And this is the point in time when we have our reading for today. And as Jacob stays behind, we're told that he wrestles with a man until daybreak. And now for someone following and reading up to this point, it might be a fair assumption to assume that this man wrestling with Jacob is likely his brother. But as we read about their fighting, it moves to tell us that Jacob continued to fight and hold his own against this man. And seeing that strength and fight in Jacob, the man then strikes him on his hip joint, dislocating his hip. And this is not something that an average, everyday man would have been able to do with just one simple strike. So at this point in the reading, we start realizing the one who Jacob is wrestling with is more likely a divine entity or presence than it is his brother. Now, despite his hip being popped out of place, which would be very uncomfortable, Jacob and this man continue to wrestle until day begins to break. And as the sun begins rising, the man who is wrestling him asks Jacob to let him go. And Jacob refuses unless this man blesses him. And so Jacob receives a blessing that he will no longer be known as Jacob, but as Israel. For he prevailed despite all of the difficulties and obstacles that were placed in front of him. And now if we pause here and take a moment to look at the names, some interesting things caught my attention. First, the name Jacob means the one who follows by the heel. For when Rebekah had been giving birth, Jacob held on to his brother's heel as Esau was born first. And in many ways, this name has a negative connotation. In wrestling today, the bad guy is referred to as the heel, continuing on this negative, undesirable namesake for Jacob. But as he is blessed with a new name, Israel, The name change represents a new way of being in the world for him. He still remains a trickster. His past is not forgotten. But he also becomes known as the one who wrestled with God, still coming out victorious. And while I doubt many, if any, of us have wrestled all night long with an unknown person, we all have moments in our faith where we find ourselves wrestling with God. And through this personal wrestling, we learn how to hold on to our faith while also grabbing on to God and not letting go. And in the same way that Jacob wrestled all night, not giving up, we too have the chance to question, to work through, to wrestle with our own faith with God. And Jacob, Israel, came out of the wrestling with bumps and bruises. He limped because of his hip, but he came out victorious and a new person. And through our wrestling with faith, God too shapes us into new people. We become more confident in our faith. We have a greater understanding of who God is in our lives. And we are able to go out and to help others wrestle and struggle with their own faith. And we may not roll on the ground wrestling, having our hips popped out like Jacob, and we hopefully never have a table or a ladder or another buff wrestler crushing us like WWE wrestlers. But God still wrestles with us in our faith to bring us closer to the holy life that we're all called towards. And while it can be fun to sit on the sidelines eating some chips and dip, sipping on some margaritas, easily getting pulled into the entertainment that is wrestling, I invite you this week to take a look instead at the battle scars that you have from your faith and from your life. What moments have made you grab your face in despair? What moments have made you throw your hands up in disbelief? And going one step further, not just stopping there, but also asking yourself when you have thrown your hands up victoriously, celebrating the blessings that have come through your experiences. Wrestling can be entertaining to watch. It can strengthen those who participate in it, and it allows us to further explore and understand our own faith. And in knowing all of this, in what ways can you celebrate the ways that God wrestles with you in your life today? Amen. Join me in prayer now. We pray for the whole church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Gracious Lord, we thank you for the ways that we are able to bring our gifts forward to entertain and encourage those around us. Open our eyes to see and enhance the gift of those surrounding us, and give us the courage to freely share our own gifts. We ask that you continue to remain with us, wrestling with our faith, to allow us to become closer to you, to strengthen and learn more about our faith, and to discover the ways in which you come into our lives and world today. We thank you for the many blessings in our lives, for the ways that you always abundantly provide for us, for the friends you place around us, the laughs and memories you share with us, for the times when you allow us to question and push against injustices, pain, and hurt in our world. We ask for all of this and pray in your holy name. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you in favor and grant you peace. Amen. Go in peace, wrestle with your faith.